All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up in Yeretz Hashem on page Resh Nun Aleph in the red edition, towards the end of Parak Chav Dalet, which is the Be'er Iras Hachit. So remember again, the Ramchal was talking about the idea. Is that working? The Ramchal was talking about the idea of Iras Haromos, of ultimately again of fear or reverence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fear or reverence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is focused on two levels. First of all, he says, Ba'avar, in the past, O Ba'asit, and in that case, again, the past or the present, and again, in a situation like that, what that specifically was referring to was that a person is constantly thinking about, contemplative of the idea that he may be doing something, or there may be something in his actions that may somehow diminish Kavod Shamayim. Ba'avar, what about in the past? A person ultimately, again, should constantly be thinking about what he has already done. So a person has to be constantly contemplative, again, almost like a past contemplation. That a person thinks about, could it be that there are things that I have done? Could it be that there are things that I have done that I've committed some type of avera without even realizing that I've committed an avera? V'hu ke'inyan Bava ben Buta. So we'll say, this is an amazing Gemara. This is like what Bava ben Buta used to do. What did Bava ben Buta do? So the Gemara says, Shahaya makriv asham talui b'chol yom. Bava ben Buta used to go ahead and offer up an asham talui. Bless you. So an asham talui is a karban that is brought in the event that one may have committed some type of avera that warrants, again, a significant punishment. I'm not sure if I did, I'm not sure if I didn't do it. So that you bring an asham talui. So amazing enough, Bava ben Buta used to bring an asham talui every single day. That's the possibility that perhaps, again, he had done something else. Well, so you have to understand, first of all, besides the fact that it's an interesting statement halachically about the criteria for bringing a asham talui, but even leaving that aside, the awesome expense involved in that, that Bava ben Buta incurred simply to go ahead and ensure that he was sinless and blame-free. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, V'iyov achar mishtei bonov, hayamashkim v'he'ala olos mispar kulam. Similarly, Iyov, after again the party that his sons made, so he woke up early and he offered up olos corresponding to each of his sons. Ki amar Iyov ulai chatu bonai. Perhaps my sons sinned. So we'll say, see this idea of people reflecting back on their past actions and wondering to themselves, were those past actions filled with sin or not? Is it possible that, again, even though I don't think I did anything wrong, but is it possible that some way, somehow, in fact, some type of wrong was indeed committed? So the Gemara goes on. Similarly, again, Chazal say regarding Moshe and Aaron, "Be'inyan shemen hamishcha," regarding the anointing oil, "Shemoshach Moshe the Aaron." Remember, again, when Aaron is inducted into the Kahuna Gidola, so he's anointed with shemen hamishcha, with anointing oil. So the Gemara says something very interesting. The Gemara says, "Sharinem Rabo al bisar Adam lo yisach." The halacha is that shemen hamishcha may not be used for stam anointing. Let's say a person wants to go ahead and smear some oil on their skin to make their skin soft. You cannot use shemen hamishcha. And if you use shemen hamishcha, again, it's actually punishable by death. The Gemara says, "Ula Aaron nitzdava shim shecheyubo." So on one hand, again, shemen hamishcha cannot be used for personal use, and it cannot be used in a way in which one derives any kind of hana'ah. And yet, again, Aaron was commanded, or Moshe was commanded, to anoint Aaron with this oil. Vahayu misyarim shema ma'alu bo be'ezetzad. And both Aaron and Moshe are concerned, perhaps they committed mi'ila in some way. Perhaps mi'ila was committed in some way. Also remember, again, mi'ila means mundane use of consecrated items. So the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned about the following, and he said, according to the Gemara Maseches Harios, Shema ma'alti b'shemen hamishcha, perhaps I went ahead and I committed mi'ila with the anointing oil. Yotzes abas kol va'amra, so a voice from heaven called out and said, Kishemen hatov al harosh, yoreit al hazakan zekan aron, like good oil on the head, flowing down on the beard of Aaron, kital chermon, is like the dew of the chermon, Just like the dew on the chermon, again, is not subject to me'ila, so to Moshe, you do not have to worry. Aaron, again, there was no commission of me'ila. V'adayin haya Aaron doig, but Aaron was still concerned. Shema Moshe lo ma'al, v'ani ma'alti. Maybe it's true that Moshe Abinu didn't commit me'ila, says Aaron, but maybe I committed me'ila. Yotza baskol v'amra, hinei matovu ma'noim, sheves achim gam yachad. Therefore, the baskol came out and said, see how good and how pleasant when brothers dwell together. Ma Moshe lo ma'al, just like Moshe Abinu didn't commit me'ila with the Shema Mishcha, af ata lo ma'al, so to Aaron, you did not commit me'ila either. Hari l'chami dasim shel chasidim. So we'll say, this is the midah of the righteous, of the pious. Sha'afilu b'mitzvah sha'asu, hayu doagim va'omrim shemen is ari v'ayim shem, it's pasul chas v'chalila. Even in a mitzvah that they performed, they're concerned that some type of impurity got mixed in. So we'll say, see what Ramchal is describing, that this yiras haromimus, this type of yira, really takes two different forms. There's what he called hove or asid, so present future, where again, I'm either about to do something or I'm going to do something in the future, and my concern is, what is the impact of this action upon, again, the kavod of Hashem as perceived in this world and my relationship with God? And I look at every single action that I'm about to do now or will do in the future through that lens, through that prism. The other piece to this, again, is even after I've done my actions, an introspection, a cheshbon, a nefesh, about the things that I have done. Even though I thought at the time they were correct, and mostly this is my simcha yom. There are times in life we do things, and at the moment I'm doing it, it looks correct, but then in retrospect, I made a wrong decision. That's an important process to go through, because a person, again, thinks about what they've done, and again, I will say it's a very difficult process, because a person is constantly questioning themselves, but that's where growth comes from. Growth comes from questioning yourself, reflecting on my past actions, and wondering, again, did I do the right thing? Did I go wrong? If I went wrong, again, how do I correct that for the future? V'Avram, I just finished the page. V'Avram, so remember again, in Avram Avinu, after he went out, this is in Parshas Lech Lecha, to go and rescue Lot, right? This is in the story of the four kings against the five. So after he went to rescue Lot, he was scared and he said, maybe my actions were not completely righteous. What does that mean? What does it mean? What was Avram Avinu afraid of? Rabbi Levi Amar Lefishay, Avram is pachid v'omer, bein kol uchs uchlusin sharakti, shema haya beineyem tzadik echad, o yore shamayim echad. So what is Avram Avinu concerned about? He said, I just went out to war, and in war I killed people. Is it possible that amongst the people that I killed, there were righteous people? Right? Avram Avinu is, again, obviously, when you go to war, you're absolutely justified in killing, right? You're absolutely justified in taking life. What Avram Avinu was concerned about was that maybe I killed someone who perhaps I shouldn't have killed. Such an incredible level just of contemplation and reflection. So what happens? L'fichach ne'emar lo, al tira Avram. Therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Avram Avinu, do not be concerned. Avram Amru B'tanu de Beit Elio, Altira Avram, Al Om Ein Omrim Altira. Don't read it as, do not be afraid, Avram. Ella Lemi Shehu, excuse me, Ein Omrim Altira, Ella Lemi Shehu Yerushmaim Lamito. The only time that the Ribbono Shel Olam tells someone, Altira, literally, don't possess Yira, don't be afraid, is who? For someone who really possesses the Midah of Yira. You mean, if I don't possess that Midah, the Ribbono Shel Olam tell me, don't be afraid, okay. Right? I'm not afraid anyway. But Avram Avinu, again, who has the Siras Haromimus, who's always, again, thinking about his actions present and future and reflecting on his actions in the past, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells him, don't worry. You did what was correct. You did what was right. You don't have to question yourself. He says, "V'zhizos ha'yira ha'amitis sh'amru alav," and this yira that we're referring to, I will say, which is a yira. Remember, again, in this case now, it's a fear of my actions, present and future. Am I going to do something that's going to erode the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or do something that's going to erode the relationship? And again, even reflecting on my actions in the past, did I do what I was supposed to? Did I act in the way I was supposed to? So this says that I'm called. This is the yira ha'amitis. This is the true yira. What he's contrasting it with is, let's say, yiras ha'onesh. is fear of punishment. Fear of punishment, that's not the real yira in the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shirak l'Moshe haya kal hasiga mipnei rov divekuso. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it was easier to acquire this midah because of his connection bo yisbarach shmo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki acherim vaday shachomer monea godol hu lahem. So for most people, the difficulty with this, with acquiring this midah of yira, is that our physicality often gets in the way. Amnam kol chassid v'chassid ro'ilo v'hishtadel lahasig mimena kol ma sheyuchal. But I will say every single chassid, every pious person, which is all of us, we're all aspiring to that, should try to acquire this midah to the best of our ability. V'ne'emar, the pasuk says, yiru es Hashem kidoshav. Literally, again, those who are holy will ultimately fear or revere HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I will say, in summary, what Ramchal teaches us is that in the midah of yira, there are three different levels. There's what he calls, again, well, actually, there's two different levels. There's yiras ha'onesh, yiras ha'romimus. There's a fear of punishment, and there's a fear, ultimately, again, of the awesomeness and greatness of the Ribono Shel Olam. Fear of punishment is quite elementary and straightforward. Yiras ha'romimus is a little bit more complicated and a little bit more advanced. Yiras ha'romimus itself also has two different parts. There's yiras ha'romimus, what he calls, again, Bahova va'asid, in present and future, where I think about the actions I'm about to do and will do in the future and analyze those actions. And I will say, this goes back to what Ramchal said, this goes back to the very beginning of the Sefer, where we spoke about the Shar HaZihirus. And what is Zihirus? Zihirus is care or concern or contemplation, that before I act, I have to think, is this action that I'm about to do, is it going to get me closer to my goals or further from my goals? Of course, that requires an articulation of life goals. So again, Ramchal is kind of repackaging this same idea over here. If I know that I have a Kadosh Baruch Hu in my life, I know I have a relationship, and it's my job to make sure I'm his ambassador in this world. Will these actions that I'm about to do intensify God's presence in this world, amplify the relationship, or God forbid, will they detract? Same thing again, ba'avar, even once I've done actions, even once I've committed certain actions, to go back, to contemplate, and to reflect on those actions. Did they strengthen the bond? Did they strengthen the relationship? Did they cause, ultimately, the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be more manifest in this world, or not? Moshe, we'll stop over here. And Meretz Hashem, remember, there's no shir tomorrow and Friday because of Rosh Chodesh. We're going to start the daf in Meretz Hashem at 5:45. But in Meretz Hashem, we'll pick up on Monday with Perek Chaf Hei. Shekoyach.